Welcome to Brood Insights, the podcast where everyday thoughts and perspectives can turn into profound revelations. I'm Jo. I've spent years guiding individuals through their journeys of self-discovery and growth. I've found the most enlightening moments often occur in the quiet interludes of daily life, particularly over my morning coffee, where revelations would occur. Brood Insights is born from these moments of reflection, a blend of thoughts, wisdom, perspective, life, and laughs from my experiences and ones shared with clients. Whether you're seeking a spark of joy, a moment of reflection, or a deeper understanding of life's mysteries, I hope to share this journey with you. So grab your cup, find your favorite spot, and let's brew some insights together. Subscribe and join our community of thinkers, dreamers, and speakers. Hey everyone, it's Jo. Welcome to another episode of Brood Insight. Okay, so, oops, I've been away. And here's why. Life has been brewing, pun totally intended, not funny. Maybe some of you are laughing. And I've been pouring my energy into creating a few new special things. Today I want to take a moment to reconnect, let you in on what's been happening, and share some updates. So first things first, here's where I've been. Well, I've been deeply immersed in completing two projects that mean a lot to me. The Zen for Minds Finding Balance album is finally finished. And I'm working on two more. That's a collection of new and refreshed favorite Zen for Minds meditations designed to help people release stress, reflect, and renew. And funnily enough, just so you know, I actually used some of these when I really was at a time that I needed help. Well, one of them in particular, but that's in my book, and I'm not going to talk about that unless you talk to me and ask me some questions. But here we go. I'm actually really happy to have been working on that project and upgrading and updating, putting them out there so they're more readily available than they were originally on a membership website. And just so you know, on my website, some of the old versions are still there and you can sign up for free and listen because I really am about sharing and caring and trying to help as much as possible. And then there is also a spin-off from the Zen for Little Ones Children's Stories podcast, which is a new collection, a new adventure. It is called Zen for Little Ones, Ben and Lily Adventures, a collection of 10 special stories coming out November 28th. That's tomorrow. Oh my God, so fast. As an album that is also being created into a storybook. News on that to come. This has been a real joy to create because it's fun and it's about kids. And I didn't realize how much I would enjoy this. Well, no, I never even thought about it. I just always thought I liked helping anybody, but trying to find ways to help little ones is a big deal. And I really, really connect to that after seeing little ones stressed out a lot over the last few years. These meditative bedtime stories are designed to help your little ones calm their minds and drift off to sleep. It's been so much fun bringing these characters to life and knowing they might bring peace to a child's sleep or night, or even the next day, just by helping them let go of stuff and sleep soundly and wake up ready for a new day. And I have to share the fun part. If you don't already know, the two characters, or there are two characters, Lucky Lou and Rosie the Roddy, are based on real-life puppies that are real-life friends. Lucky Lou is my dog, Lucky, who has faced his own number of challenges over the years, having struggled with anxiety also. However, has blossomed into a brave heart big boy. Officially, he turned 8 yesterday. And he's a beautiful boy who really did suffer a lot with anxiety and fears and doubts and apprehensions. And it came from when he was a little baby boy. And it took a lot of work. I love using him in the stories. And honestly, creating these albums reminded me how important it is to just, I don't know, step back sometimes. Creativity takes patience and balance and trust in the process. My husband, in his supportive way, reminds me I am a bit of a perfectionist. And what this means really is I am intense in the process. And truthfully, it's the feeling of needing perfection that causes problems in the process. So I say sitting back and enjoying the art of it is a better way. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it. For awareness, if you're just new to listening to this, or I had to start all over. I literally had to start all over. And so all of this is all me doing everything all over, kind of again. And I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate those who still reach out and give me their likes and support. And I love that a lot. It means a lot, so thank you. So let me ask you this. When was the last time you allowed yourself space to focus on something that truly matters to you? If you can't think of the answer, maybe this is your sign to take that time. I hope these new creations can help you find those moments to pause, reflect, and renew. That's why I do this, for you, and honestly, for me too. It makes me happy to make a difference. So I'm back here saying hello. I haven't gone. I haven't dropped the ball entirely, even though it fell out of my hand for a little while and had to find it and pick it back up. And I'm putting together some new content for Brood Insight and fresh episodes, hopefully new ideas and maybe even a few surprises. Most importantly, I'd really like to know what you want to hear about. Feel free to head over to joeharris.blog, send me a note with thoughts and questions. And I can't wait to continue to grow and continue sharing this space with you. Until next time, take care of yourself. Bring some insights. Have you had a special revelation or insight lately? Feel free to share it with me or post it to me on social media at Mindsets Space. Sets with an S. Take care. That's it for now. See you soon.